Maintaining the Spiritual Fact. Let us, like Jesus, stand the test and not be mesmerized by the suggestions that claim to be in the universal consciousness. It is true that as we demonstrate our ascension over these claims of aggressive mental suggestion in our individual consciousness, we are at the same time helping to overcome these similar aggressive suggestions in the universal consciousness. Just as divine ideas exist in the infinite mind and as mind, subjectively, before they unfold objectively as concrete things, so as truth and love unfold in our thinking, the material sense of things, latent in our consciousness, becomes aggressively apparent. But these unfoldments of truth and love are delivering us from the mesmeric beliefs. And if we are faithful to the higher facts of existence, as was Jesus, we shall, little by little, demonstrate our ascension over these beliefs and work out our own salvation. Let us, as Christian Scientists, maintain our balance on the side of the Christ consciousness so that we may stand in the time of temptation. Jesus' consciousness was filled with the Holy Ghost, and as we maintain this altitude of thought, we find that with every aggressive suggestion we master, there is less suggestion and a greater unfoldment of truth and love. And, like Jesus, when the devil has ended all the temptations, we shall be in the power of the Spirit. It is not only an interesting fact, but a very significant one, that the ability to detect and defend themselves from mental suggestions and mesmerism is required of all the men who are in the service of the British Navy. These men are taught to thwart the effects of mesmeric suggestions. They are taught to turn their thought from the suggestion and place it upon an established fact, something they know to be true, even if it is only the multiplication table. They are taught never to yield to mesmeric suggestion and never to go to sleep until the mesmerism is broken. Since this indicates how important it is to take this stand in human affairs, it is imperative that a Christian Scientist should recognize the great necessity of mentally maintaining the spiritual fact in the face of aggressive suggestion of sense testimony. We can readily see that the method used by the British Navy, though patterning the divine, is not sufficient. These men work from a material standpoint only. They do not have the divine unfoldment of spiritual reality wherewith to prove the unreality and nothingness of mesmeric suggestion. But if we, as Christian Scientists, made it a point never to go to sleep until we had broken the mesmerism or mesmeric suggestions that so aggressively assail us, we would be worth as much to the cause of Christian Science as the British Navy is to their country. To do this means consecration to the Christ consciousness that is within us. In her message to the Mother Church for 1901, Mrs. Eddy says, quote, take possession of sin, which is aggressive mental suggestion, with such a sense of its nullity as destroys it. Close quote. She also says in the textbook, quote, the relinquishment of error deprives material sense of its false claims. Close quote. To be obedient to these requirements of divine science, we find that it means a most rigid mental discipline, especially in these days when the so-called mortal mind is so greatly mesmerized. But let us remember that no matter how mesmeric the suggestion seems to be, our unfoldment of truth and love will reveal the divine reality about which the suggestion is merely a suggestion, until finally the mesmerism melts away in the presence of the spiritual sense of things. All there is to suggestion is our false mental sense about something that is divinely beautiful in its reality. Mental suggestion is but our educated belief that there is an opposite intelligence to God. This false mental sense which we entertain acts as an adverse influence on our so-called human consciousness and causes the balance of influence to be on the side of the false mental picture rather than on the side of reality. In order to defend ourselves against aggressive mental suggestion, our defense must be a mental defense or a mental protest, and it must operate within our own mentality. All aggressive mental suggestions are the result of an educated belief that there are minds many, and the belief that all thinking is done in and of a personal mind. There is nothing that so restricts the realization of our true spiritual state as to be mesmerized with the aggressive mental suggestion that we are personal thinkers, and that everyone else is also a personal thinker. Most of the time, we are mesmerized to the hilt with what we believe other persons are thinking. We are not only concerned about what others are thinking, but we are greatly concerned about how their thinking may affect us, or affect our happiness, or influence our activities, especially if we think their thinking is adverse to our thinking. How little of the time we realize the inviolate fact that there is but one thinking agent, the divine mind, and how little we realize that our own individual thinking is the showing forth of the thinking that the divine mind is doing or being. What appears to be personal thinking and doing is not personal thinking or doing, even in belief. Personal thinking and doing is never person, but is the aggressive mental suggestion of a suppositional mortal mind. What appears to be personal thinking and doing is simply the divine mind's thinking and doing misrepresented. And no matter whether these aggressive mental suggestions seem to be our own thinking and doing, or another's thinking and doing, they are wholly mortal mind's suggestions. But if we accept these adverse thoughts and are influenced or mesmerized by them, then We are the victims of aggressive mental suggestions. Each one of us is responsible for his own condition of thought. When we see what is called another's thinking and doing, it is our own so-called mind seeing its own thinking and doing. Each one of us sees only the quality and content of his own so-called mind. At times, it may seem that we are so mesmerized with some adverse thought or distressing mental suggestion, and so mesmerized with our fear and worry of it, that we actually feel the distress that we are thinking, and thereby some physical trouble seems to be objectified or outpictured on our body.